This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
I want to start with the director of admission for Millikan University, who's back with us. Molly, it's great to see you. And, you guys, like everyone else, you have to think about things differently. Life doesn't look like it did before COVID and probably won't look like it did before COVID for a long time, if ever. Things are changing, constantly evolving. Kids are making decisions. Parents are making decisions. How do you stay on top of all of that?
I mean, that's a great question. And it is a season and a cycle that is constantly moving and changing. We're having to pivot all the time in admission, and especially this year because the FAFSA delays. So everyone has been talking about.
The government comes in.
Correct.
What was the thought process? We're going to make things more difficult?
It was the heart. I like to think the heart of the process was trying to make it better for families and students. The FAFSA has needed an overhaul for probably a decade, to be quite honest. It was too labor intensive. It was too many hurdles for families.
I would start with just changing the name.
I know.
but like government does often, we're here to help.
Big blow up. It got screwed up. Yeah. So for families out there, the great news is that just 2 weeks ago, colleges and universities were able to pull in financial aid data. So that's great. That's not why I'm here this morning, but I still think that's a great message for families. Colleges and universities can finally see if you have filled out the FAFSA. So that's great news. So now we are pivoting quickly, scrambling quickly to make sure we get out those packages, financial aid packages to families so that they can make really great decisions about their college future. We're having to pivot. Part of the pivoting is always thinking about who are we not reaching? Who do we need to reach next? And more, it's transfer students. Transfer students need to be the pipeline to Millikan. We need to have services, better functions, and a really nice process for transfers.
Okay, let's talk about surprise. 20% of Millikan students are transfers. I would have not guessed that high a percentage.
I think more and more colleges are there, if not 20, maybe 30% for transfer students. We have been focusing and trying to focus on transfers more and more. It used to be, I would say like the forgotten stepson at Millikan were transfer students, and now we need to make transfer students part of the red carpet rollout.
Okay. Is it easier to transfer today than it used to be? I mean, does stuff add up? Can I bring everything with me? Do credits count? All of those questions.
Yep. I had a parent come up to me on Saturday. We had a big admitted student day on Saturday, and the dad was like, when I had transfer credits 30 years ago, and none of them transferred in. I said, long gone are those days, right? So a student comes to us, more and more high schools are offering dual credit, AP classes.
Right.
Even like the really awesome things happening in DPS with the partnership with Richland, our students are going to graduate from DPS and have an associate's degree. More and more campuses or more and more high schools are doing that. So at Millikan, we started asking this last fall, okay, so how do we roll out the red carpet for our Prep Academy kids coming in from Richland and DPS in 2 years? Because we know that first graduating class is going to come in. We want them to come to Millikan. We want them to be with us at MU. So we're doing the same thing for transfers. We have made it really easy for students with credit to come in.
So much of this makes sense. It never made sense to me, kind of the old way of doing this. And I guess when you have a captive audience and when people are lined up to come to you, you can be like, well, okay, here are the rules.
Or should be.
But when everyone has to now go, all right, why are we putting obstacles in front of people who could be potential partners, with us? I mean, I think that the students, the families, the university, it's a win-win-win.
See, I love a good reformation. I love a good blow up. And the reason I say that is because higher education was made for a certain population of people.
Yep.
And over the years, we finally started to say, well, wait a second. Why is this barrier there? Why is that barrier there? Why are we putting more hurdles in front of students who want to graduate with a degree? So that's what we're doing. So we have been focusing on transfers. We're trying to, again, pave the way for transfers to make it really simple to come into Millikan. Transfers ask essentially two questions. How much is it going to cost me and how fast can I graduate? Because think about it. They have either an associate's degree or almost an associate's degree or maybe 12 credits or maybe 10 credits. And they just want to know, all right, it maybe has taken me a little longer. Maybe I started kind of unconventionally, but I want to finish. I want to finish at Millikan and I just need to know how much that's going to cost me.
All right. So what is the transfer day?
So we have Explore Transfer Day at Millikan on Friday. And that's a half day experience. And the reason we do half day is because we don't want it to take up too much of folks' time. We want them to be able to pop in, pop out, get the questions that they need. So there is still time to register. We will also take walk-ins. Starts in the morning. We're going to start with a welcome session, a meet the deans, so a chance to talk to academic services. But the really neat part of this day is the focus on the registrar's office, because again, the registrar's office is the best friend for a transfer student. They will take a look at the transcript. They'll say, yep, this is how many credits you have coming in. This is what they will count for at Millikan. And this is how fast we can get you through the academic cycle at Millikan so you graduate from Millikan.
All right. So that event, you can go to millikan.edu.com if you want to find out about any of the events we talked about, because there's quite a few things coming up here in April. But there will also be transfer students there, right?
Yeah.
For people to kind of like share. Sometimes kids relate to peers and their experience, right?
Yep.
More so than the instructors or the people who are in the registrar's office. Like, how's it been for you?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. What about today coming up on Saturday, April 20th? I'm assuming this is just a little broader and for everyone.
Yeah, it is for everyone. And it is a full day experience. We love our Saturday campus visit days. This is really designated for people who are just starting to dabble. So I think perfect for sophomores and juniors. But of course, hi, if you're a senior, you haven't visited us on campus this year, we want you to come and see. We'll have a gift for all seniors who come to campus visit day just for visiting. But this is a great, hey, what does Millikan have to offer? Can we talk a little bit about price? Can we talk a little bit about academic programs? And it's going to be a gorgeous day. So much fun.
All right. When you look at when you walk around campus or you go from building to building, do you feel like you've accomplished a lot of what you guys wanted to accomplish, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago? I mean, it's never looked more like my community before. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in race and everything else. I mean, it just, you know, Millikan felt like it looked a certain way for a lot of years, and now it looks more like the whole community. I know you still get a lot of people who come from, you know, Chicago or wherever to, you know, particularly in the performing arts or other areas. But do you feel like you've bridged the gap to the community where kids graduating from Mount Zion or Moreau Forsyth or St. Teresa or, you know, Decatur Public Schools feel like it's a natural choice for them?
I believe so. We are living the dream that we set in place 10, 15, 20 years ago to make our campus feel the most accessible for the most people. And again, it does feel like the slice of community. It does feel like Decatur. It feels different than Decatur. My favorite part is walking on campuses and passing in a different language. I love walking on campus and seeing students who are local kids who might be repping their high school wear still. But I also love seeing students who are coming to us from inner city Chicago, downtown St. Louis. Again, we have a little slice of everything. During the solar eclipse the other day, it was so much fun because everyone just poured out from the buildings and are all just standing there. Again, different backgrounds, different people, different groups, faculty and staff. It was so beautiful. And it was a lovely day. And I thought, this is the perfect example of what a college campus is.
Nick, do you feel like, you know, from your days there, you know, which, you know, has been some time, that it feels different to you today than it did when you were a student on the campus of Millikan University? Not that your experience was different, but just the population of the student body?
I would say that it's leaned into a lot harder. There may have been some of the diversity that she's talking about. People were from all over the place.
They came to play football or whatever. Yeah.
But it almost feels purposeful now. And it seems like, to answer your question in a short way, totally yes.
But do you feel like as a local kid, you know, I mean, you grew up here.
Yep.
You know, you graduated from MacArthur High School. There's a longing that kids have about going somewhere or going away somewhere.
Yes.
That you got what you wanted or would have gotten going somewhere. Did your experience provide that for you at Millikan?
Yeah. Just to give you like a quick couple of things that I was able to do. I was able to join a fraternity. I was able to be on the radio. I was able to do small projects. I got my training. I did all of that. I have lifelong friends that are all across the United States and around the world right now. Still to this day, I got all of it.
Yeah.
At every bit of it.
I think there's something about young people, and I think it's just a natural curiosity. I don't think it's a pejorative, but it's like you feel like you have to go somewhere else to find that thing, when often the case, it could be right here in your own backyard, because they're bringing people that are like-minded from all over the globe to be there with you. You don't have to go to Bloomington Normal. There's no, like, 45 minutes isn't the magic bullet to give that.
My
to
high
you.
School is on essentially the same street as my college.
Yeah.
My friends that were still in town going, you know, to Richland or working or whatever, it almost was like two worlds. And we're blocks away. It felt like two different.
I was just at MacArthur last Thursday. They had a college and career fair there over lunch. And I was talking to students. And the first five that came up to my table said, I've applied to Millikan and I've been admitted. And I said, yes, take whatever you want on the table. That's great news. And then I said, we had a few more that came up and I said, oh, I don't. out. No, I want to go somewhere outside of Decatur. And yeah. I said, okay, I hear you. I was that person at 18. I get it. I said, but I want you to come to campus visit day on April 20th. And that's what I exactly said to her. I said, because I promise you, when you step foot on campus, it doesn't feel like your home. I mean, it does, because you can go and have a home cooked meal tomorrow if you wanted to, but it's just a little different. Like a college campus feels just a little bit isolated from other things. Even though we're just as part of the community, there is something magic that happens.
Yeah, and it's also, but I think the biggest difference for people, and you're right, I mean, it's universal with young people. Yeah. Everybody has this, like, just go to some big place, you know. But those
arrived.
Big places, you're a number, you know, you're not a name, whereas you go to, like, you're going to have foreign exchange students from Japan and Germany, and you're going to meet people from all walks of life. Yes. And particularly because the Department of, you know, of Theater and Dance, which, you know, the variety of people yeah. that come from all over the place, you're going to have the football game to go to on Saturday. You're going to have a women's basketball team
yes.
That's incredible to root for. You're going to have all those same experiences. It has nothing to do with geography.
Correct.
And I wish I could, you know, tell 18-year-olds that, but they just think distance means, yes. you know, freedom.
I had to make it a point to bring my friends to campus, have them come visit, or I'd make time to go back home even though I'm here.
I know.
Honestly, my favorite is like when you see the local kid, right? The person that stays at Millikan and is from the local area, they instantly become the credible person for all the new students. Oh yeah, let me take you to Crackles. It's the coolest place in town. Oh yeah,
fact.
I'm gonna.
That's a
yeah,
fact.
Yes,
that's
it
a
is.
Fact. So I was the guide.
I know, and I love that. And we always have a pocket of what become hometown tour guides,
right?
And show them the best parts of Decatur. They are our best city ambassadors. Are those local kids?
All right. So that campus visit day is Saturday, April 20th, from 8:30 to 2:30. Is that like the whole day? I mean, if I come, I'm having that whole
yeah.
day experience.
We want you to be there the whole day because we give you the whole thing to think about that whole day.
Go to millikan.edu/visit if you would like to register. All kinds of events that are coming up, you know, as we get into April and May. I mean, I can't believe we're the commencement's May 19th.
Wild.
I mean, we're like,
we're there,
right?
Yep.
It's almost overwhelming the number of activities. And part of that is, I think it's always been there, but you guys are doing so much more outreach. One of the things we love every week about doing this is, all right, all these great things are happening, but sometimes they happen in a vacuum, you know, as a company, yes. as an industry, as a whatever. And you're now sharing so much more of that with the community. And I think the byproduct of that is just going to be more local students interested in going.
That's what we want, right?
Yeah.
We want to own our backyard is what we've been saying for a long time. And so we need to be able to do that.
Well, there's a whole celebrations of scholarship and the honors convocation, day of scholarship, poster symposium, yeah. True Blue Day, Founders Day, and then spring
April.
Commencement.
April
and
my
May
favorite.
Is...
April.
Yes.
Oh, it's the best.
I drive through campus almost every single day on my way home. And maybe it was
through campus.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, Oakland,
yeah.
Maine,
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not on the quad or anything, but the other day, it might've been this week, Monday or the last part of last week, I had to stop my car like four times for families crossing from Griswold, going mm-hmm. over to the new team store or whatever that's
oh,
called.
Oh yeah. Yep. Store.
Walking out, going to the packed parking lots over by the disc. I was like, what is going on? It looked mm-hmm. like a visit day because there were moms, dads, and kids, but I mean, like dozens,
yes.
literal dozens.
We had admitted student day on Saturday, and that's just a great chance for anybody who has been admitted to the university to come and just get a taste of what it's going to be like in the fall. And we had a ton of families, and it was a beautiful day. And so people were just milling around, taking pictures, and we love that. So it has just been hopping. April is a very busy month for us. It's one of my favorite seasons at Millikan is because we're celebrating students left and right.
Yeah, well, the campus is, you know, with the addition of the two latest, that makes a difference.
It does. And nursing, like the Health Sciences Center,
yeah.
like has opened, and it is fantastic. We're having a formal ribbon cutting in early May for that building. And if you have not walked through that simulation lab, if you have not walked through that new space, it is amazing to see what our students are learning in, and then we'll feed right into the hospital systems and our local communities and then beyond.
All right. How many people do you work with in admission?
So I supervise 7.
Okay.
There are 4 additional directors. There are about 15 of us total.
It's not a big crowd.
It's not huge.
I mean, when you look at just huge. The amount of events and the thing, I'm assuming it's always busy.
Yes. And it's hair on fire season for us. I mean, I've been saying that for about 2 weeks, but every time I start a staff meeting, I'm like, good morning. Don't forget hair on fire season. Right.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. But the staff is phenomenal. They have good energy. We're in a really good place right now. It's really exciting. It's a lovely day to work at Milliken.
That's a perk as a student too, knowing your registrar, knowing your counselor, knowing the lady in the print shop or whatever. Like, you know them, they know you. You can get things done so much easier than if you're one of 20,000.
Big isn't better, by its very definition. And as parents, are concerned, I know that there's the Make and Promise, there's financial aid, there's all kinds of ways to be able to make Milliken affordable for everyone. But the take on a lot of four-year big universities, and this is happening like with Ohio State, is that they're pressing kids into like five-year degrees, so they can get an extra year. So you start you look at what the philosophy of the bigs and what they're doing, versus the more tailored small experience that you have, but you get everything the bigs have to offer. That, the lights on Broadway aren't as bright as they used to be. And I think kids are figuring that out and families are figuring that out. And to be a name, I just can't tell you how important that is, rather than being just a number of, one of 70,000 numbers, versus knowing your professors and they know you and knowing all the people on campus. And it's a different experience.
The things that I tell parents on visit days, so I start their day. And I say, here's the difference at Milliken. At Milliken, if you are a student in, let's say, biology, you don't have to wait to do research with your faculty. You don't have to wait to get your fingers dirty in the science, right? It's not just like sitting in a seat and listening. At a lot of big schools, they'll say, yeah, you have a chance to do research with faculty if you're in the top 10% your junior year and if you get picked, right? So, yeah, everybody has a chance, but you have to. So at Milliken, everybody gets
hands-on.
From day one, you start to research with your faculty and you're doing those huge poster projects with them. It's every single student. And that's the difference. It is one-on-one. I know your name and I have known you since you're a first-year student. I've been your advisor for 4 years. This internship just opened up. You need to apply for this because it would be perfect for you, right? So it's like, I've built the relationship and we're getting you right through the door. It's
all
awesome.
Right. For transfer students, yes. Somebody hasn't had that freshman experience. They have to adjust from wherever they're coming.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
And what do you find anecdotally from those kinds of students when, once they arrive and they get, in place at Milliken?
Yes. Transfer students are our hardest working students.
Okay.
Because they've understood that they've had to come in a different route. And so the neat thing about transfers is they are kind of the folks that are sitting at the front of the seat. They're building the relationship with faculty right away because they understand that they only have maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, depending on how they're transferring. So they're making their most of their time. It's really awesome to see how engaged our transfer students get from the very first day. So we'll have transfer orientation in the fall for them. So they just get onboarded, really missing out on anything. They feel like they're part of the community. And then they're getting plugged into classes immediately. And like I said, we have been trying to roll out the red carpet for transfers for a while now. So it's not as if they're kind of forgotten, kind of in the background.
Sure.
Transfers are the front.
All right. edu/visit if you would like to find out more about any of the upcoming programs, and there are a ton. Molly, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.